Now, this couldn't have been timed better. Matter of fact, this wasn't even planned. We just have such strong connections. We've just called Charles Nicol Klokstad straight to his line. He's there.
Direct line. Direct line.
How you going, brother?
Hey, sup, boys? How's it going?
Very good. Mate, what about the bomb? Were you aware of this at all, mate? James Fisher-Harris signing for the club for next year.
Oh, man. What a signing, eh? Jeez, I heard... Heard you boys talking about Nelson too, if he wants to come home, I don't mind.
Oh, how good. How good. Mate, I mean, it's just dropped. Were you guys made aware of before the drop, or you heard as when we heard? When did you hear about it?
Yeah, nah, sort of the same time as you boys. It's sort of something that's, yeah, totally out of the blues. Someone like Fish, pretty hard case, because all through Kiwis camp the last 2 years since I knew I was coming home, I've been trying to poach all the boys in the team, telling them to come home, you know, all of those sort of things. And it's always, I always thought it fell on deaf ears, but I got one out of 17, so that's a pretty good catch, I think.
Hey, Charles,
that's a pretty big fish.
That's just come from someone in the background. I heard him. That's from one of the other boys. Hey, Charles, mate, we're just talking about, we wanted to, show no disrespect to AFB, because he's been unbelievable for you guys over the last couple of seasons. But you've known now for quite some time that he's leaving the club. Did you ever think, though, he was going to be replaced with someone of the quality of James Fisher-Harris?
Yeah, no, I got to give massive respect to what Adam's been able to do for the Warriors team, and what he's continually doing as well, week in, week out. And it was always going to be big shoes to fill. And I thought maybe with what was out there, forwards-wise on the market and everything else, we were probably going to have to bring one of the young boys through and try and get him to sort of fit into that role that he has in our team. And getting someone, in the likes of Fish, he's the current Kiwis captain, the way he holds himself, the professionalism and everything else. It's someone that fits right into Adam's mold.
Mate, speak about some of the younger forwards you've got coming through. You know, obviously me being deep into the game, I'm aware of like guys like Laban and, I think Zion as well. I know he's, I don't know if he's still suspended, but yeah, that trial. I mean, you got some, probably some of the best young forwards coming through. What's someone that has really impressed you this year, some of the young fellas?
Yeah, I think you've hit it on the top of the head there with those two. Those two boys are probably the ones that have impressed me the most, in particular Jakey. And these no surprise that Jakey's, he's in the team for the third week in a row now, and he's deserved his opportunity. He's worked really hard, head down, bum up. We always see him in catching up with coaches, cutting clips, and he's really set the platform for all those young boys coming through. And it's pretty hard case, because all those boys are still kids. Man, I think a lot of them are still 20s eligible or 21s eligible. Which is crazy. So the future of the club is in good hands.
Hey, mate, what about yourself? You had the hammy issue at the start of the year, so you missed the start of the 2024 season, but you've been back a couple of games now. How's the body, and what are your thoughts on the way the team's travelling?
Yeah, it was a bit of a, something that you can't sort of control injury-wise, and just had to get yourself ready and prepare as best as you can for your return to footy. And really enjoying being back in the squad. This is the third week this week. Body's holding up all right, which is nice. just got to front load the recovery and just look after all those things that I can. And really stoked with how the boys have been going. Sort of a lot of really good lessons coming week in, week out. And probably the weekend we're all pretty disappointed, because we were quite patchy with getting our game on, and there were moments there when we did get our game on, we were quite hard to stop. So it's sort of cliche, but we just have to worry about what we do and you know, holding the ball, kicking into corners, all the stuff that sort of gets overlooked, the boring stuff, but it's something that we're building our game off.
And mate, yourself, I guess it would have been a very strange situation. Obviously, Webby immediately assured you, mate, you are the fullback, but I mean, you, just like all of us, are a huge fan of RTS. So when you heard he was coming back, I'm sure you were kind of like, look, I'm confident that I can be the fullback, but there's going to be noise around it. What was that whole experience like for you? Because I'm assuming you're a huge fan of RTS like we all are.
Yeah, no, that's right. I am. And it was really nice of Webby. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it before that he wanted to call me, and I tried calling him, and he goes, no, I need you to FaceTime me. And so I waited till I got home, FaceTimed him, and he just let me know over FaceTime that Roger had agreed to term to come back to the club, and just wanted to tell me, you know, nothing changes in terms of my role, and was just quite reassuring, which was nice to have from a coach. And, you know, I wasn't, you know, you'd be silly not to think that there was going to be, you know, noise around Roger playing, or everyone wanting Rog to play fullback or whatnot. And I wasn't, you know, going to be, I guess I wasn't going to lie to myself and think that that wasn't going to be something that was going to be in play. He's someone that's done, you know, his accolades speak for himself. He's, I'm pretty sure he's the first Dally M player from our Warriors club to have ever won the Dally M medal. And, you know, that's when he was playing fullback. So there was going to be a lot of noise. And yeah, for me, it was just worrying about what I could control. And it's probably not the most, extravagant answer you're probably looking for, bro, but it was really as simple as that. I needed to focus on what my game was built off and what I could control, how I trained, how I prepared, diet, all of those sort of little one percenters, and just compound them and focus all my energy into that stuff instead of the outside noise, I guess.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate, you're controlling that quite well. Your second game back, you had two offloads, a line break, eight tackle breaks, and Kempe ran for 346 metres.
My God.
Against the Seagulls. So, mate, you're doing a pretty good job there. I want to ask you about another one of your teammates, which I think you've got a pretty great sort of combination or relationship with around that ruck, Wade Egan. I think he's playing fantastic for you guys this year. Just tell us a little bit about playing alongside Wade and the style of footy that he helps you guys play.
Yeah, he's real crafty, Wade. He's someone that, you know, I felt as soon as I come, I needed to have a really good relationship with. Not just for footy, but because I thought it was something that would be important to us too. And he's definitely a player that you need to be real mindful of. You're not too sure what you're going to get out of him. And, you know, he can turn nothing into something real quick, so you have to be on your toes. And it's definitely been a combo that I've really enjoyed working on alongside him, and just seeing his IQ for the game. He's in there watching footage and seeing how he can pick teams apart through the middle, and yeah, it's just chiming into what he's bringing to the team, really.
Mate, I'm a bit filthy, and I need you to pass this message up to the highest possible highest possible person at the Warriors. Cameron George has been quoted saying, it's a huge signing for us, undoubtedly one of the biggest in our club's history. Nowhere in the statement does it mention myself, and that makes me furious. That makes me furious. Can you pass that on for me, please?
Bro, I'm going to have to pass that on for you. I definitely will, because
you can't go past the beak.
Mate, I'd love to ask you, you know, you were at the club, obviously playing a bit of a wing, but you were at the club before you went to the Raiders. What's the biggest difference, do you think, since you got back?
It's a little bit of a hard one for me to answer, because I wasn't in the team frequently. And as a rookie, I was just really stoked to be in the team playing footy, you know, living the dream. Whereas now I want to be a part of something special, create a legacy, bring success to the club, all of those sort of things. And I guess from the outside looking in, from when I was last here and now that I am here this time, it'll be probably just real simple. Our games, it's real simple for everyone, our game. It doesn't take a lot of talent to put our game on, just focus and detail and hard work. And these are things that we're building our game off. I think confidence is something that I think is massive that Webby's brought to the squad. You see it a lot, like I just mentioned earlier in the chat as well, just the way that he called me and, you know, just reassured me, giving me the confidence and bring play my role in our team. And, you know, he does that for every player as well. So, yeah, confidence does wonders for players. And I think that's where it started.
Mate, you're on the road two of the next 3 weeks. So you've got Dragons, Titans, and then Newcastle. Three games I think a lot of people would expect you guys to win. Is that the message from Webby, or is he a coach where he's 1 week at a time?
Yeah, it's funny you say that because those are the games that are the most dangerous. The ones where you sort of put it in park for just that split second, then all of a sudden they've piled on the points, and we're facing teams that have players that can just pull things out of the bag. And if your preparation and your attention to detail and all of those sort of things that you would have for a really big game like last week, or, you know, Penrith Panthers coming up in the next month or two, or pretty sure Magic Round, you know, that's when you get your pants pulled down. So you can't change your routine, your application to your training and the way you prepare for games, because that's when you get stung.
And for yourself, mate, how's the body feeling? You know, you've had a couple injuries here or there, but you played most of your last year and then obviously came into this year. Is it feeling as good as ever? You know, you're 27, 28 now?
Yep, 28 now, and body's feeling really good, thanks. I think that's a bit of a giggle, but I'm a little bit heavier, so I think that helps with games. Yeah, you think you'd go the other way with the game speeding up, but I'm going closer to 100.
Which, wow.
Boy. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's helping. It's helping with recovery. I feel I come off games not as sore and, you know, not as lethargic. Probably a couple of days later, you'll just get the normal DOMS after a game. But yeah, no, body's feeling really good. Thank you. Really looking forward to having a really good crack at playing some really good footy this year.
And mate, lastly, I have to ask this, the people want to know, but RTS's legs are looking shinier than ever. And I need to know, how much baby oil does that bloke use? Holy heckers.
Oh, man, I'll have to keep a close eye on it now. Actually, you know, everyone talks about the baby cows that he's got on him, but I'm going to keep an eye on, see if he's getting anyone to put some baby oil on, or if he's sneaking back into the changing room. Mate, I have to keep an eye, let you know next chat.
Let me know, bro, because seriously, it's honestly blinding at stages, which I don't mind. I don't mind it. But, I mean, all those tackle breaks he has, yeah, he's got good footwork, but he's lathered up in babe oil. Yeah. Jesus, Jesus. Mate, thanks so much for joining us, Chance. Really do appreciate it. And I've absolutely loved your form since getting back to the Warriors and getting back to your best, mate.
Nah, cool, lads. Thanks for having me, team. And, you know, anyone else want to come home? Know my heart of mine.
See, there you have it. There you have it. That's why the Warriors are going well.
He's part of the recruitment team as well. Mate, he's not only making 300 metres a weekend, he's recruiting.
Mate, seriously, get this man some more money. Pay him overtime, surely. Surely, mate. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, brother.
See you, brother.
Thanks, please. See you later.
There he is, absolute legend, CNK, and he's another great field story in rugby league, you know, playing reserve grade at the Raiders.
Yes, yes.
And then goes back to the Warriors, and, you know, they go to a prelim, and at the moment we're sitting here going, maybe a premiership threat this year. So really, really good feel-good story and a really great bloke. We're going to head to a break. After the break, heaps more rugby league to talk about.